Well, we don't have very much to glean out of the first Wisconsin Ag Statistics weekly crop and weather update. The only news we have is there is some manure spreading going on. It's been a rather slow start to our state's maple syrup season. Some producers say that pastures and winter wheat were slow to green up. Most say that their fields are rather muddy and there's some standing water in a lot of areas. Now, on the national scene, probably the biggest news note of the first crop production report is winter wheat crop not looking all that good.
35% of the crop is rated in good to excellent condition, but 29% rated very poor to poor. And as we look back to where we were in late November of 2013, that is a very significant decline from 62% good to excellent and 8% very poor to poor.
Well, the USDA announced that the March Class 3 milk price was released at $23.33 a hundredweight. That's down only 2 cents from the month before, but $6.40 stronger than year-ago levels. Even though we've had a recent drop on the cheese market, Class 3 prices are still running pretty strong, although Brian Doherty from Stewart Peterson does warn producers to make sure that they're prepared for a drop.
And we're concerned that if you look at hogs, cattle, milk, all the proteins, they've been in these strong uptrends that at any point the rug could get pulled from under those and down they go. So dairy producers really should right now pay more attention than ever to how they're going to market and shift risk.
Well, many believe the U.S. tax codes are complex and cumbersome, and that is why tax changes have been a focal point for Congress. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman says longstanding tax provisions should be made permanent at the 2013 level. One of the major provisions for farmers is Section 179, the small business expensing provision.
Farm Bureau supports maintaining that with a cap of $500,000 per year. In other words, you could buy up to $500,000 worth of asset and be able to expense that amount in the first year, which would certainly help you bear the brunt of getting those assets to use in your business.
Well, after a very strong first quarter of the year, we've had kind of a downturn on the cheese market during these early days of April. Blocks lost another 3.5 cents yesterday, now pricing to 226.5 cents per pound barrels. Lost another 7.5 cents down to 215, while AA butter remained steady at $1.97. Class 3 prices are mixed. April, 24.05. May, up 15 to 21.54. Your June Class 3, up 13 to 20.57, while September drops 4 to 19.76. Corn is stronger on the Board of Trade. May, back over $5 at 5.06¾ of a cent per bushel. September, up 6¼ to 5.10½¢. Beans were strong yesterday. May, up 18¼ to 14.82¾ of a cent. September, up a dime to 12.65. And May wheat up 4¾, 6.79¼ of a cent per bushel. On the livestock front, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 92 to as much as 110. Most of the slaughter cows, 78 to 91. Fed cattle stronger, choice beef steers and heifers, 130 to 144. Holstein steers, 112 to 129. Replacement bull calves top at 350. Heifer calves, 90 to 240. And those barrels and gilts still are strong at 92 to 106. And that is an agricultural update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.